mother truckers. Welcome to another episode of the Hollywood Hick. This is me, Brent Paris, coming at you from Hollywood, California, right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com/live. If you want to hear this when it's happening, the Hollywood Hick comes on every day on the 7s West Coast, on the 10s East Coast, with new episodes dropping every Tuesday and Friday at 7 o'clock in the p.m. West, 10 o'clock in the p.m. East. So make sure y'all tune in. Then if you want to hear it fresh, you can also get a podcast of it. You can find it on the Crab Diving website. You can also find it on iTunes, Stitcher. There's lots of places to find it, so don't think you can't. It's really easy. Just type in the Hollywood Hick, Mother Truckers. But we're right here at the most famous intersection in the whole world, Hollywood and Vine. And sitting in the Florida room, hoping the helicopters don't take over, or some warbling child singing some song outside, or any other kind of ruckus, or car alarms, because I don't know what the rash of car alarms going off lately is, but I am thoroughly convinced that car alarms are the most pointless thing still in existence. Really, high up on the list of pointless things is car alarms. Nobody pays them any attention. I don't. When I hear it, all I think is shut the hell up. And when your car alarm goes off repeatedly, I go out and holler at you to tell you to shut the fucker up. And then that's when I realize I have a dumbass neighbor who has a broken car alarm. So anytime anybody gets near it, it goes off and it doesn't stop until it's good and ready. Because she can't even get it off because I watched her drive down the street the other day with the car alarm still going. That's what you call class, y'all. That is what you call class. But hell, I digress. But this is the Hollywood Hick coming at you from Hollywood. And the biggest story in Hollywood right now, I guess, is these damn Grammy Awards that I did not bother to watch, y'all. I don't watch these award shows very often anymore. I can't sit through them. I can't sit through a whole bunch of people who have too much money and shit already to be patting themselves on the back. And then having the audacity to get all kind of butthurt about it, a la Kanye West. He got all kind of butthurt over the freaking Grammys. I can't stand that dude. Honestly, the level of arrogance, and I just wish people would quit paying him any fucking attention. I guess here I am paying him attention by talking about it, but I don't care. I'm supposed to talk about it. Everybody else needs to shut the hell up. Like, don't give this guy credence. Like, everybody needs to just come out and be like, shut the fuck up, Kanye. Nobody gives a shit. Because you can't even come up with a valid argument. Your argument sucks. So basically, if you don't know what happened, these Grammy Awards happened on Sunday night, right? And so the award for Album of the Year went to Beck for his album. Little teensy little old Beck, don't never hurt nobody, just minding his own business, doing his own little thing, right? Because all up for Album of the Year was Beyonce was up for that Beyonce album, which I don't get, by the way. I know a lot of people like it, and I am a huge Beyonce fan. I was, but I didn't get a lot of this. Like, a lot of the stuff on this album just sounded like noise to me. I can't. That drunken love song that everybody was so about, I don't get it. It's not good. It's just seems like a whole hodgepodge of a bunch of crazy nonsense. I just don't get it. I don't get it. I don't like the song. And whatever. Beyonce is great. She deserves of all the awards she's ever won, but maybe in this instance, she didn't deserve it. But Kanye, because he's so far up Jay-Z and Beyonce's ass, he decided that he was going to do another, pretend he was going to do one of his little stage rushes. And like he did to poor little old Taylor Swift, in 2009, where she got Video of the Year at the MTV Awards or whatever. And he said that Beyonce should have won for Sing Ladies. And you know what? He probably was right in that instance because that was a really good video. But where he'd failed to wrap his brain around was it was a fan voted freaking competition. So guess who's going to win that one? The one with the most little fucking 12-year-old fans who are go on the internet and vote for shit over and over. I don't understand why the point of getting so butthurt over everything. The whole world just gets butthurt over the most inconsequential shit these days. The Brits are all upset over a damn Cadbury cream egg because they're changing the chocolate on it. There's a chick over here on this side of the pond pissed off at Target because the fat lady clothes come in manatee gray and not dark heather like everybody else. And what else do fucking people get butthurt about these days? Everything. They're all butthurt about vaccinations, which honestly, I think people should be butthurt about that one. I don't get these anti-vaxxers. I don't get it. It's a bunch of whole fucking self-entitled see you next Tuesdays who don't feel that they have to like do anything to like help the freaking rest of the world out or the rest of their country. It's like they don't get it. And it does not cause autism, Jenny Mother Trucking McCarthy. I used to like you and your big titties until that came out. And then you started having to like spout off like you're like, the real problem is people just need to quit paying attention to fucking celebrities, because honestly, their opinions generally don't matter. Do not matter. That is coming to you straight from the Hollywood Hick. Celebrities' opinions generally don't matter. So after that stupid Grammy Awards, then freaking Kanye comes out to the E! Entertainment, because you know it has to be E! Entertainment because his freaking wife, the freaking centaur Kim Kardashian, is like so far up their freaking taint with her like TV shows and stuff that of course it was them. And so then he goes on a rant about like true artistry. It's honestly, from what I can tell, coming from somebody who has no concept at all about what artistry is. If what he's talking about is artistry, then I don't get it. I really and truly don't get it. Because you know what? I love my fucking country music. Don't want nary a fucking country album in Album of the Year. And as far as I'm concerned, there was plenty of them that were deserving. Eric Church, for one, got robbed in the freaking country album category and should have been up in there, because that dude is making some of the consistently best music of any genre of music, and I listen to a lot of them. So fuck that. So whatever. Here is Kanye West being freaking Kanye West, talking to E! Entertainment afterwards, and that big old cow Khloe Kardashian is part of the group. She chimes in at the end of it. And honestly, the whole time Kim is just standing by all meek and shit. I can't stand her. She's like, she should never be allowed. People, please just stop. Whatever. Here's Kanye talking shit about Beck and his artistry, and then we'll discuss this further on the flip side so y'all can hear what the hell I'm talking about. If you haven't heard this yet, it's complete jackassery. That's what I was trying to say. Jackassery in the highest form. Okay? So here's Kanye spouting off some jackass nonsense. Probably got, because you know, I don't think he's ever been right since he hit his head on that sign leaving some studio down the street here in Hollywood where the paparazzi were bugging him and he didn't see this big old parking sign and he conked his head real good and lost his ever-loving mind. And ever since then, I honestly don't think he's been quite right. It's kind of like Punkin' off of the Honey Boo Boo Show, who got struck by lightning, ain't never been right. I don't think he's been right since he hit his motherfucking head on a sign, because he clocked that motherfucker. I watched the interview. I mean, I watched the footage of it. So here's Kanye being douchebag extraordinaire, and then we'll talk about it on the flip side. Okay, so want to hear it? Here goes some major jackassery. All right, here we go.
And I just know that the Grammys, if they want real artists to keep coming back, they need to stop playing with us. We ain't gonna play with them no more. Flawless, Beyonce video. And Beck needs to respect artistry, and he should have given his award to Beyonce. And at this point, we tired of it. Because what happens is, when you keep on diminishing art and not respecting the craft and smacking people in the face after they deliver monumental feats in music, you're disrespectful to inspiration. And we as musicians have to inspire people who go to work every day and they listen to that Beyonce album. They feel like it takes them to another place. Then they do this whole promotional event that, you know, they'll run the music over somebody's speech to artists because they want a commercial advertising. Like, no, we not playing with them no more. And by the way, I got my wife, I got my daughter, and I got my clothing line. So I'm not going to do nothing to put my daughter at risk. But I am here to fight for creativity. That's the reason why I didn't say anything tonight. But y'all know what it meant when Ye walked on that stage.
I need you to fight for creativity. Remember my talk with you? I said, I miss the Hennessy Ye.
What a complete and utter tool. Just a complete and utter mother trucking tool, right? I can't stand this guy. One, I don't really think his music's that great. And I know people like will argue with me and say that he's like an artist and he does all of this bullshit. But I honestly listen to it and it all sounds the same to me, and it's not for me. I don't particularly like it. So I wouldn't consider your artistry. And to be quite honest, Beck really isn't my thing either. But I respect the dude's artistry. You're going to try to come out and say that he's not an artist? Who the fuck are you to judge who is an artist and who isn't an artist? Just because you do your shit doesn't mean somebody else can't do theirs. From what I also understand, it took like 80-something people to do this stupid Beyonce album. Beck wrote his album and played every instrument himself. The only other person I can think of that does that is Prince. And you're going to talk shit about Prince like that? So you want to talk about artistry. When you start playing every instrument, from what I understand, it was 14 different instruments he played, and he wrote it, and he sang it, and he did it all himself. So that's what you call artistry, asshole. That is what you call artistry. And let me tell you another thing. If they didn't start playing that goddamn music to get people like you off the frickin' stage, we would have to sit there and listen to you go on and on with your fucking blabbering and your just nonsensical nonsense that you just want to spout out all the time because you have this false sense of grandeur. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck who your fat-assed wife is, because that's really what it is. She's a fucking fat-ass. She looks like a Muppet. She's a whole bunch of weird features that for some reason people think look good together. And if you really want to look at a woman who has a bunch of weird features that works, look at Michelle Pfeiffer. If you break down each one individually, not really that great. But if you look at it as a whole, she's one of the most gorgeous women ever. Your wife is not that. You're living in a fantasy world, and just the lucky is basically what it is. You're lucky. And like, you're not. And the thing is, this is what drives me nuts. You're sitting there talking about how they want to get to commercial quicker, when in the same mother trucking breath, Yeezy or whatever the fuck you're calling, you start promoting your bullshit about your music and your freaking fashion line and your shoes and whatever the hell else you're freaking pushing. So you just made a commercial out of your freaking rant, which basically nullified everything that you said prior to it. You're such a freaking tool. I don't get it. It's just shut up. It just all shows that we want you to shut up. We want you to shut up. And then the brilliance of it all, though, is it's like, I love how people come out and could defend it, but for the most part, people are like, you're a major mother trucking tool, a complete and utter mother trucking tool, right? And so luckily, there are people in the world who will come out and like call his bullshit on this stupid nonsense, right? So that Shirley Manson chick, I don't know if y'all know who she is, but she's the lead singer of that band Garbage, did a song like Stupid Girl or whatever a while back. She went on Facebook afterwards and pretty much put this dude on blast and said exactly what she was freaking thinking about this dude. And it was freaking brilliant. Completely and utterly brilliant. And if I can find the motherfucking quote, I'd read it to you. But again, the computer system up in the Hollywood Hick compound is wanting to freaking not cooperate. So what we're doing is we're stalling while we fucking find the damn quote. Nothing will pull up. iPad won't pull up. The freaking computer won't pull up. Nothing wants to pull up this freaking quote because apparently it thinks that y'all don't need to hear it. But I'm going to sit here and wait this shit out and just keep running my mother trucking mouth until I find the bitch. Why this computer will not cooperate is beyond me. I don't know. I think I filled it too full of shit or something. I don't know. But I'm looking at almost it and I can't get it to go to it because, of course, I got to click another freaking panel to get it to go to the other thing and it won't let me. Why do I pay money for this service? I hate AT&T. I hate AT&T so much. The only volatile relationship I have left in my life is with AT&T mother trucking freaking internet service. I can't stand them. All right, here we go. So this is basically what it is. So Shirley Manson of Garbage fame. Okay, this is another thing that annoys the shit out of me. If you can't keep up, computer, then don't go fucking ape shit when you finally try to get your shit together and then start jumping all around because I was trying to scroll onto something. Fuck you. Calm the fuck down. You're going to make me lose my mind. I'm going to go all Kanye on your ass. But basically what Shirley said, I love it. She goes, "Dear Kanye West, it is you," all caps Kanye style, "who is so busy disrespecting artistry. You disrespect your own you disrespect your own remarkable talents, and more importantly, you disrespect the talent, hard work, and tenacity of all artists when you go so rudely and savagely after such an accomplished and humble artist like Beck. You make yourself look small and petty and spoiled. In attempting to reduce the importance of one great talent over another, you make a mockery of all musicians and music from every genre, including your own. Grow up and stop throwing your toys around. You are making yourself look like a complete twat." I love that word, twat, by the way. I love the word twat. "P.S. I am pretty certain Beyonce doesn't need you fighting any battles on her account. Seems like she's got pretty much everything perfectly covered well on her own." That is how you fucking come back at somebody and be like, "Yo, dude, quit being such a freaking tool. quit being such a freaking tool. And if you don't like it, the other thing that annoys me about this dude is how he gets all fucking butthurt about the paparazzi and how they don't respect him and this and that and the other. You put yourself into this position to have the paparazzi follow you. I don't give a shit what you want to, if you want to call it artistry and you're an artist and all of this stupid shit. Part of the game of the freaking industry that you have put yourself in and that you so want to be a part of and you so want to be a ringleader of and you so want to be the freaking vocal authority on, comes along with some consequences, one of which is a paparazzi will follow your ass everywhere you go, and they're going to try to make you do stupid shit. So when you keep doing stupid shit to give them reason and start snatching at cameras and fighting people, guess what they're going to do? Make you look like an asshole. And you know what you're going to do? You're going to be such a freaking self-absorbed son of a bitch that you're going to hit your head on a sign and almost knock yourself out and then go into blackout rage. And then guess what they're going to do? They're going to plaster it all over everything. So the best thing you can do is just shut the fuck up, because it's been proven over and over again that more times than not you should just not be allowed to talk. And I did see a thing online too about how all the award shows have pretty much after this been like, dude, you're out. We don't want you around anymore. You're an asshole. All you do is cause problems. You think you're cool, and really, you're not. You're just a fucking dick, and we're going to pull the plug on your fucking antics. So your shenanigans are no longer invited and or welcome at our award shows. So kiss my mother trucking ass. So yeah, that's the story on Kanye. So hopefully people will take the Shirley Manson approach and be like, fuck you if you're disrespecting artistry. If you, like, who are you to judge artistry? Art is like seen by many different people in many different ways. So you're trying to just, I hate you. And then that freaking cow of a Kardashian, Khloe, chimes in. I miss the Yeezy that used to strut up to the stage. He still does that. He's always fucking peacocking around in his leather sweatpants or whatever the fuck he's butt hurt about that somebody stole from him. And they probably did. But guess what? That's the world we fucking live in, dude. That is the world we mother trucking live in. And you're doing pretty good. So shut the fuck up and give somebody their moment and quit being a dick. Because honestly, I guarantee you Beyonce doesn't appreciate it, because you're making her, you're pulling her down with you. And, that's not the kind of chick that I think she comes off to try to be. So stop it. Just mother trucking stop it. Just like Miley Cyrus and her giant pasties, you need to stop it. Stop it right mother trucking now. You get me? Good, because we're moving on. Fuck Kanye. That's my freaking rant of the day. Fuck you, Kanye. You can kiss my mother trucking ass. That's all I got to say about that nonsense. So while we're talking about the Grammys, might as well go through some of this shit and see who else won things or whatever, because honestly, I did not watch. I watched clips on the internet, okay? I watched, and people were saying how Madonna's like, and I'm a huge Madonna fan, okay? We go way back to 1984 when she pulled me out of the, like, but she just let me know that it was okay to be a homo, pretty much. And it took a long while to realize it, but she was like a big influence on me growing up from 14 until now, that Madonna and me are like tight, right? But her, I just thought it looked a little, I don't know, it was kind of clunky, and she just, I don't know, it just was not that great. And everybody's like tuning up, it's one of the best performances of the night. And but Annie Lennox really is the one, from what I saw and what everybody heard, like that bitch fucking blew the roof off a joint, showing a bitch how that shit is done for straight up real. For straight up mother trucking real, right? Then I'm looking through these freaking things. Sam Smith won everything, and I love it because he's a big old homo, and he's not like the like super pretty and all that kind of stuff. And like even freaking what Howard Stern got in trouble a while back because he was making a comment. I don't even know if he got in trouble, but a few people got butt hurt about it or whatever. But what happened was they he like made a comment about how like he thought it was kind of cool that this guy who was gay and singing his heart out and all that stuff, and he's not like your typical look of somebody who would be a pop star these days, because he's not like super cute and he's not like really fit and all that kind of stuff. And but everybody got all but heard about how he can't say that. But basically what he was saying is the guy is good, he doesn't fit the mold. And in his own backhanded way, he was kind of giving him props on that shit. And whatever, it seems to be working for a mother trucker, right? He walked away with like I think 3 or 4 of them. He won for Record of the Year for that Stay With Me song, Dark Child version, whatever that means. It's always the Dark Child version. And then he won for Record of the Year, Song of the Year. He also won Best New Artist, and he won Best Pop Vocal Album. So he won 4. So it's not like the dude is hurting for Grammys. And apparently that whole thing worked for him. And apparently getting your heart broke can make you a good album and get you a lot of like awards and things and a lot of people kissing your ass. And whatever. So that's Sam Smith. But then I go through this list, and honestly, on that, I guess I really don't know him beyond that one song because I don't really listen to all that stuff. But then I'm looking at like Song of the Year where he won, and I'm like, come on, like it was a good song. Yeah, depressing as hell. I'm not a big fan of depressing shit. I don't go see depressing movies. I don't want to listen to depressing music unless it's Tammy Wynette, because that's who makes me feel better about myself. Whenever the world goes awry and I think it's like got me out, like out to get me, then I put on Tammy Wynette, because nobody had it as bad as Tammy according to those songs. There's some sad ass shit in there. But Sam ain't no Tammy. He aspires to Tammy. And I will go on record as saying that. Hollywood Hick says that you should aspire to be Tammy Wynette, Sam Smith. But I was looking on that list, like for Song of the Year, like honestly, I mean, Taylor Swift's Shake It Off is on there, which should not be on there. It was a catchy, cute little thing. Yeah. It's like, believe it, they had to throw something in there because her album came out too late for most of it to be considered. That was the only song that came out in time, apparently. But then that Meghan Trainor with that all about that bass, one of the most original songs of the year, super catchy, huge hit. Honestly, I would have voted for that. The Hollywood of Hick would have voted for some Meghan Trainor because I think she should have got some props. But she's too new. But Sam Smith is new, so I don't know. That's an argument for a later day, right? But then I'm looking through here again. Best pop vocal performance, or best pop solo performance, they call it. But that one, Sam Smith did not win. So he ain't the best singer. Apparently, Pharrell Williams is, for that insufferable happy song that I liked for about 5 minutes until it was everywhere. And then I just wanted to kick it in the face. I can't even listen to that song anymore. But that is not the best pop solo performance. It's not. It's like, it's very sort of auto-tuney and just, well, it's cute, it's catchy, whatever. But I mean, that's where like somebody like Sam Smith should have come in and won. But really, who should have won? That was probably John Legend with that All of Me song, because it's a live version he was nominated for. That takes some fucking skill. You cannot tell me that Pharrell Williams was not auto-tuned within an inch of his life, because you know that shit is true. And then best pop duo group performance. Oh my God, what is it with depressing shit Grammys? I love me some Christina Aguilera, but. She did that song that Say Something, that really depressing song about say something like, please just say anything. I'm so heartbroken and upset. Say anything. Ugh. Beautiful, I reckon. But damn, it was depressing as hell. I was pulling for that Bang Bang song with Jesse J, Ariana, 12-year-old looking like sex toy Grande, and Nicki Minaj, because that Bang Bang song is fucking banging. It's a great song, catchy, fun, really good pop song. One of my favorite pop songs of the last year or so. Why that didn't win is beyond me. Now, a category that I know something more about, because being the Hollywood Hick, I grew up in the South, so I have a love for country music. It's my favorite kind of music. Close second would be freestyle music from back in the 80s, and that's like Lisa and Cult Jam with Full Force, Stevie B, Cover Girls, Expose, Taylor Dane, Cynthia, Stacy Q, a lot of freaking people from back in the day. We're a freestyle artist, and I love it. I'm going to a big freestyle festival down in Long Beach in April. I cannot wait. I'm going to get drunk, got a place to stay, so I don't got to like drive or do nothing. Take a train ride down there, stay with my friends, get really liquored up, walk over to a show, have a good time with my freestyle stuff. I think Vanilla Ice is at this thing, though, which is not really freestyle, so I'm overlooking that, but it's still got all my favorites, like the Cover Girls, Stevie B, Expose. I love it. Can't wait. Lisa. But for the country categories, right? So for Best Country Album, they gave this award to Miranda Lambert, who I love. I have nothing bad to say about her. I like her sass. She got good songs. It's all very catchy. Her husband has kind of like sold out a little bit because, you know, she's married to the Blake Shelton. But he's kind of like sold out and does like a lot of like that bro country now that I just can't get behind. It's just a little sort of like all generic and all sounds alike. But Miranda still puts out consistently good music. However, on the flip side of that, there is one album, and I have been tooting this dude up before to my friends, and I keep telling everybody to listen to him, and nobody is doing it, but Eric Church is the best thing in country music right now. He's original. He's got like a good sound. He's got good songs. It doesn't all sound like everybody else's music, all that bro country that everybody else is doing. Luke Bryan, Kip Moore, all of y'all that sound exactly the same. Over it. I don't want to hear it anymore. We've had enough of it. stop with the bro country. I don't want to hear about any more freaking tailgates, tight shorts, scooting over by the like driver or whatever you talk about. We don't care anymore. Get off your fucking tailgates and like sing about something that fucking people care about. But apparently a lot of people care about that bro country because it's really popular. But Eric Church should have won. And then again, another one, like Carrie Underwood, I call her Carrie Underwears, but Carrie Underwear won for best country solo performance for that Something in the Water song she did, which is good. It's all one of those big like anthems of a sort, you know, but it's still, it was not, I mean, she's a good singer, yes. But again, I want to give it back to Eric Church because his Give Me Back My Hometown song is excellent. It's an original song. It's well done, the whole thing. It just pisses me off. And then the best country duo group performance went to the band Perry, who I like. I don't have a problem with, but I guess they did a version of Gentle on My Mind, and that's all you needed to win something at the Grammys because, you know, Glenn Campbell, who originally did that, has the Alzheimer's, and that's why he won for I'm Not Gonna Miss You for best country song up against some other, like, pretty big competition. And I've heard the song and it's good. It is, but I honestly I don't know if I'd call it the best. I mean, his stuff he did back in the day was some of my more favorite music of his. But he does have Alzheimer's and all that. I mean, I'm not going to judge because you know what Dolly Parton says about judging: can't judge or you're already sinning. So that's how I feel about the Country Music Awards. But best country song went to him for that. When again, it should have gone to Eric Church for Give Me Back My Hometown, or at the very least for Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, Meanwhile Back at Mama's. It's a good song, a little bit sappy, but it's a good song. I just can't get behind the I am not a fan of giving out sympathy awards just because you like, I don't think, it's just don't. Let the art stand for itself. I'm pulling a Kanye here. The artistry. Let the artistry stand for itself. Don't like and get in the way of artistry. Fuck you, Kanye. But yeah, so that's my take on the country song. And just as a grain of salt, I do not condone award shows, so I don't really give two shits about these awards. I'm just like reading stuff up. So I'm going through here, it's like, and R&B stuff. So for like best urban contemporary album, that went to Pharrell Williams for Girl. And good, he beat out Beyonce. Like Beyonce didn't win shit, I don't think. Did she? She might have won stuff. And oh, she won for best R&B performance for Drunken Love, which is a horrible fucking song. I don't get it. I don't know. And I love Beyonce. I've like been a big fan of her since Destiny's Child, which I think Destiny's Child really was some of her best stuff. But I guess now we're stuck with Drunken Love, and it's horrible, and everybody's so up Beyonce's taint, they weren't going to give her Album of the Year, so they were like, all right, we'll give you an award for this really shitty song that you did with your husband. But then traditional R&B performance, I don't even know who these people are. Malcolm Jamal Warner is on it. Isn't he the fucking... who knew? But best traditional R&B performance was won by Robert Glasper Experiment featuring Lala Hathaway and Malcolm Jamal Warner. Isn't that Theo Huxtable? Isn't that Bill Cosby's only child on his TV show, The Cosby Show, back when he was doing all his raping and drugging? Good Lord. Best R&B song went to Drunken Love again. I don't get it. Here, you know what? Let me play a clip of that motherfucker. I'm going to play a clip of Drunken Love just so y'all can see what the fuck I'm talking about. It's nonsensical. It makes no sense. There's no beat. It's just, it's not good to me. So here, this is the song that Beyonce won shit for that honestly, the Hollywood Hick does not agree. That award could have gone to anybody else, as far as I'm concerned. Hell, I would almost rather I'm giving it to fucking Chris Brown, which I could never in a million years condone. And since I really don't know any of the other ones, Usher did this Good Kisser song, which I've heard. I don't really like that song either. So honestly, there's nothing on that category I would have voted for. I probably would have picked other like nominations myself, given the chance. But okay, here is that Drunken Love song that people are all over and love so much, and I just can't figure out. So here it goes. I don't get it. I really don't. I don't understand what the fascination with that song is. I can't not for me. That is not something the Hollywood hick was put on this earth to get. I'm glad a lot of people like it. Won a couple of awards at the Grammys. And I'm Kanye. You should be happy about that. How about you celebrate the successes instead of the failures, ass fuck? Done with you. Done with you. Broke the fuck up. We were never even together, but we're broke the fuck up. Done with you. D-O-N-E. Done. And effectively, I think I'm done talking about the Grammys. Because I don't really care enough about the Grammys to like spend this much time on them in the first place. I can't even believe I did it. So let's move on to other things, because there is tragedy in the world aside from the Grammys and Kanye and his idea of tragedy. But there is real tragedy in the world. And what I'm talking about is things are not looking good for our friend Bobby Christina still. I'm really kind of like sad by this whole thing. A lot sad by it, really. And but it seems like the more time goes by, like I think I talked about the last episode about how like Bobby Brown's family is acting a fool, and which has always been sort of like Whitney's mama Sissy's like problem with Bobby and his family is they all are a little bit more unrefined, I guess you could say, than they like to perpetuate that they are. And so there's been a whole thing, like there was a like bottle busted over like a sister and a cousin or something got into a fight at the W Hotel when they were trying on Bobby Brown's birthday too, by the way. It's like, honestly, like families can be like, love them or hate them, you know, sometimes you just want to drown them in the toilet. And like, that's how, if I'm sure if I was Bobby, that's how I would feel at that moment. I would just be like, damn, y'all couldn't hold it together for 2 freaking minutes. I'm like going through tragedy. It's my birthday. My daughter was found face down in a tub, just like her mama was almost 3 years ago. I mean, it's eerie, but then come to find out, see, like now we're getting more reports. They were trying to point the finger sort of at this, like, the dude, the friend that got busted for, like, dealing drugs recently, who happened to be there when she got found, right? But now what they're saying is the guy that she was supposedly married to, but I guess has come out now that she's not, Nick Gordon, who I think I talked about this last time, was, like, Whitney basically sort of adopted him. He was raised by the singer. Like, the whole thing is like a soap opera. It's getting really, really, really whack, right? And so then Whitney basically adopted him because his family was like, said they couldn't take care of him or something, and she took a liking to him. And so she basically took him in when he was like 12 years old and Bobby was 8, right? When Bobby Christina was 8. And so basically like Whitney treated him like a son, and she felt sorry for him and decided to raise him because his relationship, like, but whatever, for the reason his family like just basically kicked him out at 12, which is sad, right? But what I think happened was like all this like jealousy shit kicked in because Bobby and, but we'll get to that. Hold on, we'll get to that. But Bobby and Gordon, I'm looking at page 6, so he like kind of gave a timeline of this. But Bobby Christina and Nick Gordon, they quickly developed a bond. Nick would look after Bobby Christina a lot while like Whitney was out on tour or doing things. And like Bobby Brown was still, I mean, he still did New Edition and he had his own thing going on. And I'm sure he was playing casinos and stuff, you know, while Whitney's doing arenas, he was doing casinos. But then at 15, apparently Bobby Christina began dating Nick, who was 20 at that time. And but he started to become really angry, and a source close to the family had said that Nick was always telling boys that if they messed with his little sis, they had to answer to him, and because he was really protective of her. And then in 2011, he was arrested apparently for allegedly threatening a teenage kid with a gun when he expressed interest in dating Bobby Christina, right? And but apparently, like, according to this, Gordon filled a void in Bobby's life. And then after Whitney Houston's death in 2012, they began a romantic relationship. So that shit did not go down when Whitney was here. Because, you know, Whitney probably would have put the stop to it. She would have been like, oh, hell to the no. Kiss my ass. She would have been like, no, I am not having this. And then at that point, like, that's the same year when Nick Gordon got arrested for totaling a Camaro. And the family members contended that he was unemployed, spent most of his days smoking marijuana and being high all the time. And the Houston family members are convinced Gordon had been counting Whitney's money since he died. And from what I can tell, and if reports are true, it's kind of not like too far off, because it was Nick who's apparently is the one who turned Bobby against most of the family, because Chrissy is what all the family calls Bobby Christina. So Chrissy and Pat Houston, who is married to Whitney's brother Gary, were close at one point, and Pat always looked out for Chrissy, but then he showed up and that shit did not work. And then Pat took out a restraining order in 2014 against Nick Gordon, who she claimed had been making terroristic threats against her and her husband on social media because he'd been demanding more cash from Houston's estate, from Whitney Houston's estate. Because basically, I think the thing is set up as like Bobby Christina only really got like an allowance. I'm sure it wasn't that small, but like a smaller percentage of Whitney's estate, and it was set up so that she would not get the full thing until she turned 35, if I remember that whole part of the story right. So this Nick Gordon dude started hollering that they weren't getting enough money because he was basically living off of Bobby Christina, because from what I understand, also, he was not in Whitney Houston's will. So Whitney took care of him and all of that, but apparently not enough to look out for him after the fact, right? But then Bobby Brown mostly shrugged off the relationship, but apparently, like, they said that they had got married, but then apparently Bobby Christina came clean to her dad that she was not really married, and then that's when Bobby Brown kept hoping that the infatuation would go away, but it did not. And so now they're saying the marriage never did happen, that Bobby Christina still, I mean, she's in a coma, so she still remains the sole heir to Whitney Houston's fortune, which is currently estimated to be like $100 million. And Bobby Christina ain't got no will, which is kind of like scary and sad a little bit, right? But now you go looking over at the like TMZ and stuff, and you come to find out that lo and behold, this Nick Gordon dude is like, I mean, apparently he's not the most savory of characters. I mean, he's not like done horribly, horrible things, but apparently he's being investigated because they were found some marks and things on Bobby Christina's body, and I think around her face, that made it seem like consistent with maybe that something had gone down. So if this shit turns out to be some kind of like big old like cover up because he like there was domestic violence, because apparently that has been like accused before. Apparently they have somewhat of a volatile relationship at times, but I mean, just because people argue it doesn't mean things. So I am only speculating and I'm only reporting what has been put on the interwebs, but apparently he is being investigated by the DA because there's like some suspicious stuff going on. And that fella whose name I can't remember, the one who was there too, who got caught busted like for selling, they have arrested for selling drugs because he had a whole bunch of weed and a whole bunch of baggies and everything, and a weight machine and all that, or like a scale. So it looked like he was like dealing weed, and since weed ain't legal in Georgia, he's in all kind of trouble on that. But so apparently that guy said that Nick Gordon was acting kind of fishy leading up to what it went to finding her in the bathtub, and like he wasn't really around, like it's just weird. So they've like been looking in this, and then the marks on her face. So honestly and truly, if it comes down to something like then that is going to just be really, really sad. And then the other sad part, and I don't understand people who do this kind of shit, but it's not my choice to make, and I'm not part of the family or anything, but there is rumor flying that has been both. People have said it is true. People say it's not true. Like, you hear one thing from the family, you hear another thing from the lawyer, and you got TMZ and every other freaking website chiming in too. But I generally go to TMZ because for lack of a better way of putting it, they generally get this shit right. Occasionally, they aren't right, but more times than not, they got the scoop on everything. But according to TMZ, she suffered injuries to her face before she was found submerged, and that sparked the investigation, right? So, that Max Lomas, that's the dude that had gotten arrested for drugs and, like, but the more I read about it too, I honestly think he just happened to be there. He doesn't come across as that bad of a guy. Now, I could be misreading that entirely, and the Hollywood Hick Knot would not ever be known to do something like that, which he has done a lot. So yeah, that could actually happen, because I read this shit, I take it at face value, and then I run with it. But yeah, this is all getting really, really, really screwy, and I just am curious how it's all going to play out. The rumor is, that's what I was getting to. I started looking at this thing because I saw a thing that they just posted a thing on here as I was looking at something else about the fight that happened. I'll tell you that in a sec. But they are, the the talk is that they are going to pull the plug on Bobby Christina, unfortunately, tomorrow. And by tomorrow, I mean February 11th, which is the 3-year anniversary of Whitney Houston's passing. So that would be really, really eerie. And it's something about, like, I heard reports that, like, her mama Sissy says that it would, there's something about it'll bring them closer. It's like they'll tie them together in a certain way. I guess so. You could think of it that way. And I'm like, I'm not one to tell anybody how they should grieve. I'm not going to judge your grieving. I've gone through all of that shit. If anybody tried to judge my grieving when my mama passed away a couple of few years ago, I would have punched them in the mother trucking face. But what I'm saying is I can't judge how somebody's grieving, but I'm also kind of going like, that's a little weird. But to each his own. I'm not going to tell anybody how to deal with something like this because it's horrible and it's tragic and it's sad. And I'm going to leave it at that. But I just saw this right now breaking here on the about the fight that happened at the hotel. Apparently everybody is really sorry, but apparently like Bobby Brown's nephew who was hit with the glass insists he'd never called his mom a crackhead. Oh, it was his mama. Why did I think it was a sister? But Shane Brown tells TMZ he's got nothing love but love for his mom, Tina Brown. The two sat side by side at a vigil for Bobby Christina. So they've made up. So everybody, in case you were wondering, the two Browns that got into a fight have completely made up. But the one dude who got hit, Shane, who got hit, has about 4 or 5 stitches right on the temple area above his eye, like right above his eyebrow on the like left side. So he got clocked pretty good. But apparently you call your mama a crack whore, you might get cracked over the head with a bottle. So everybody might want to remember that when you go to calling your mama a crack whore. Okay? Okay. So, yeah, that's it. I'm going to quit talking about this because it's making me really sad. It's not even funny. I can't even make fun of it. I'd rather make fun of Kanye's dumb ass. Because, oh, and then the thing about that, too, I forgot to say this. I'm going to get this. Beck even was a pussy about that whole thing. Beck was a pussy. Came out saying something about how, he thought Beyonce should have won, too, and blah, 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 all this stuff. And that Kanye's an artist and he aspires to be like that one day. It's like, fuck you, Beck. You should have just been like, no, it was straight up rude. I don't like the guy. If I ever did have any love for him, I ain't got no love for his bitch ass now. That's how I feel. That's how I would be. I'd be like, fuck you, asshole. So, okay, enough about that. I keep talking about Kanye. He touched a nerve on that one. I can't. It's like, honestly, it's like he is like gay marriage to me. He is like gay marriage to a Republican. Like, I can't quit watching it no matter how much I know I can't stand it. Like, I can't stand him, but yet I can't quit paying attention to his antics because, well, that it's a different reason than the freaking Bible beating Republicans who don't want the homos to be able to get married. But it's still kind of the same principle. It's like, I know it's bad and it's not something I want to see, but I can't look away. I can't. I just can't do it. And speaking of things that are hard to look away from, we're going to move on because that's sad and I'm sick of talking about Kanye's bitch ass. But so Bruce Jenner just apparently cannot get out of the spotlight these days either. Just cannot get out of the spotlight. So, I mean, okay, he's transitioning into a woman. So I guess he is technically transgendered at this point because he's going through, he's on the hormones, he's doing all that kind of stuff, and then it's like he got so okay. Basically, what I'm getting at is poor guy can't catch a break. I mean, it's partly his fault for aligning himself with those freaking crazy Kardashian clan and marrying their mama, but he married her 20 years ago, so how was he to know the shitstorm that was a coming? But this whole transitioning thing, I'm perfectly fine with it. If that's what he wants to do, go for it. If it makes him a happy person. But where I do have an issue is apparently, and this is also in the midst of him being in a really tragic car accident, that everybody's trying their best to point their finger at the poor guy. And I'm going to defend him on this one. The Hollywood Hick is coming to the defense of Mr. Bruce Jenner. One, he's one of the greatest athletes ever lived. Won the fucking gold medal in the decathlon. And there ain't very many people who can say that. And there ain't very many people who could even get through a decathlon without fucking falling on their face and probably dying. So you need to remember that. And in the 70s, he was super fucking hot. He would wear short shorts and half shorts. Shirts, and I was all completely for that. And then this car wreck happens, and everybody and their brother is trying to point the finger at him because he ran in the back of somebody. But if you read all the pieces of the story, this is what happened in that car wreck, okay? And they're trying to say that he was following too close, and you could get in trouble for following too close. And that's straight up bullshit in this town, too. If you live in Los Angeles and you're not following close enough, then somebody is going to sneak into that little gap that you have between you and the car in front of you and piss you off. So that's not going to happen. You have to follow as close as you need to follow to keep people from acting like assholes. But what had happened was, apparently, And I'm going to tell you that I bet you money it's going to come out this way. But there, he ran into a Lexus, and tragically, that Lexus got sent into oncoming traffic that got hit by a Hummer and douchebag mobile extraordinaire, and the woman ended up being killed, which is really, really horribly tragic. And if I was in a car accident that I was somewhat responsible for, and that had happened, I would feel horrible. And apparently he does. He's been very remorseful. He's done nothing but cooperate. They're trying to say he was talking on his phone. Come to find out that was a cigarette. It's like nobody wants to get to the facts before they start spouting out a whole bunch of bullshit. But apparently what had happened was there was a Prius that was in front of that Lexus that decided to stop in the middle of the road abruptly to do a fucking U-turn before a light. And so the Lexus hit that car, and then Bruce hit that Lexus, but he tried to veer out of the way, and by trying to veer out of the way to the right, he hit the like right-hand side, which sent that car off to the left and into oncoming traffic. And so they're trying to say that he does. He immediately said, "You can take my blood, anything. I'm not drunk. I haven't been drinking." Oh, it's just a tragic fucking accident, people. It's tragic. We all, every day that we get into a car, that is a possible outcome of our day. We just accept it as a thing, as a way of life, as a fact of life, I guess I should say. It's a fact of life. Every time, ever since I've read about this, I keep getting in the car, I think about it. It's like, I could get in this car and some dumbass could just come plowing through any light. To drive anywhere is just one of the most trusting things people do, and we completely take it for granted. Completely, 100% take that shit for granted all the time. It's like, we are at the mercy of those around us, irregardless. Ear, mother, trucking, regardless, right? There's not more. It's like, I can't control what the jackass behind me is going to do, the jackass beside me, the jackass coming through the light who's not paying attention, texting, who's just generally an asshole who feels entitled to like do stupid untoward nonsense by dingling their hand out the window. I have talked about it before, but these fucking people who dingle their hand out the window, like that's supposed to absolve them of whatever untoward nonsense they're about to throw our direction, needs to just suck a fart out of my ass. I can't stand that shit. Just everybody, just get along. If we all just got along driving down the road, we'd all get places so much faster, so much mother trucking faster. Okay, but here's my point. The dude's going through all of that, right? And then he's transitioning from a man to a woman, which has to be a really, really difficult process to go through. You're going through a lot of emotions. He's been dealing with the man in his, what, 50s, probably pushing 60. And you're going through a lot. You're trying to deal with this. And so he's doing it his way. He's doing it on his terms, which is the way you should do it. You can't tell anybody how to come out and do something. You can't tell anybody. It's like homos. You can't force somebody out of the closet. People always do that shit all the time. That fucking Perez Hilton worthless retard of a fucking gossip columnist. He used to go through those things. Like, he doesn't do it anymore because he caught so much backlash, so he rarely does it. But he was always trying to out celebrities. Like, people are trying to do it to that Jeremy Renner fella right now, which it probably is true, because I did see anything where he did get picked up a couple of few years ago and arrested for hanging around some bathrooms over in Beverly Hills, like where George Michael got caught going at it in the bathroom. I love how he was unapologetic about it. He's like, I like sex out there and I'm going to keep doing it. He went back to London and has been doing it in the bushes ever since. But freaking, they're trying to do that to Jeremy Renner. If he doesn't want to come out, let the fucker stay in whatever closet he wants to be in. People don't make it that easy for people to be a homo. It's not like something that, like, especially if you want to be like a big name leading man actor type person. Look at Tom fucking Cruise. Look at John Travolta. All the like links they go through to like keep that shit under wraps. Because I completely believe both of those. Tom Cruise, and then more so fucking John Travolta, because that's just like he who doth protest too much. That's my theory on that. But whatever, I'm doing what I just said, don't. But everybody's heard those stories about those people before anyway. I'm just recanting what others have said, and which is pretty much obvious. But the thing that bothers me about this is there's like a dude. Okay, there was the dude, like one of the more famous transsexual people of late is this guy. And I got to find his name. He's a helicopter pilot, and he was like a news helicopter pilot, and he's the one who recorded like O.J. Simpson's car chase, right? He's the one who he like got the Reginald Denny thing during the L.A. riots on tape, when the truck driver was getting beat up. He's like scooped a whole lot of big stories like that and all of this stuff, right? And so he became a woman a couple of few years ago and went through the whole thing. I mean, he had been married, had a kid, very similar sort of situation to Bruce Jenner. But then because he thinks that everybody should do shit his way, he comes out and makes a speech to TMZ about how Bruce Jenner, well, you know, here, let me let this fool, whose name I will tell you on the flip side because I can't find the freaking page where I freaking was going to remember his name. So here is the helicopter pilot whose name I will tell you on the flip side. It's like Zoe Tarr or something like that is his lady name, but I'm trying to find his like man name before he transitioned into a woman. So this is what he had to say about it, and I think it's completely and utterly disrespectful, and I think that he should be tarred and feathered by every transsexual out there and told that he needs to keep his fucking trap shut, that this is a personal journey and it is not his choice to make for anyone else. That's what I'm talking about, mother truckers. So here we go. This is Zoe Tarr or Tur. It might be Tur. I'm going off the top of my head here, but this is Zoe talking a whole bunch of nonsense about how he knows better what Bruce Jenner should do for his own coming out, for something that's very personal and it cannot be an easy process, and this guy should be an expert on that. All right, so want to hear it? Here it go.
A lot of people are very suspicious of what's going on because of the connection with the Kardashians, and they feel that if Bruce is transgender, come out with it. You know, speak up. We have a 42% suicide attempt rate, 6 times the national average on suicide. We need our role models, and there's no greater role model than the world's greatest athlete. I mean, what's the big deal? And many feel that, you know, Jenner is pitching a reality show and using this buildup to gain more momentum and get paid to do an interview, and they don't like it because this is a civil rights battle. This is not about selling TV shows. This is about saving lives. You know, Harvey Milk said that it was really important for gays and lesbians to come out to their families, to their friends and coworkers, because that's how we're going to gain acceptance. With the transgender community, we're about 30 years behind the lesbian and gay community. We need our role models. So this is a public health crisis. So Bruce, come out. Enough of this nonsense. Enough with building the tension just to sell a reality show. How much money do you need?
And again, just like douche nozzle extraordinaire Kanye, mother trucking West, this guy goes and has to impose his fucking opinions on others when better left to themselves and just kept their motherfucking trap shut. But I don't get this stuff. You're trying to say he's trying to make money off of it. You don't know how much money he's making off of it. He's got plenty of freaking money. Do you know all the endorsements that dude's done? All this stupid Kardashian money and all of that bullshit. The dude is fine. It's not about money. And then you're saying that you need role models. How about somebody who, like him, could be a very good role model, asshole? Did you ever think about that? Bruce Jenner becoming a woman is a really big deal in the transgender world, I would think, right? So how about you embrace that and say we're going to follow his journey and support his journey instead of trying to tear the dude down and bring a little bit of spotlight back on you? Because honestly, that's what I feel you're doing there, Zoe, is you're trying to bring this back on yourself and make it about you and whatever cause you're like trying to like promote. And I get that that transgender community is behind. I get that. I fully support the transgender community. I think anybody should be able to do whatever the hell they want, whenever the hell they want, as long as it doesn't hurt anybody or like fuck with anybody else. So he's not doing that. He's doing this his way. Your way is your way. His way is his way. Get the fuck over it, asshole. That's all I'm going to say on that. So screw you. Bruce Jenner, I applaud you and your courage to get out there and be you and do what the fuck you want to do and be the person you want to do. It took you this long. You've been under the thumb of an insufferable bitch for a long fucking time. So it's about time you get a little bit of yours. And I like how he's taking control of it. He's not letting her have any control over his like docuseries. I like how when you're coming out like this, it's a docuseries. So more power to you, Bruce Jenner. Do it your way. Don't let the Zoe Tars of the world tell you how to do it. Or Zoe Tur. I keep saying Tar. But it's Zoe Tur of the world tell you how you're going to do whatever it is you're going to do. This is on your terms. You don't have to listen to those fools. And it's a good thing I just looked at the time because I am about out of it here at the Hollywood Hick for this edition. episode number 25, y'all. 25 episodes of the Hollywood Hick have come y'all's way. I'm holding out for like another 75 more, make it to 100, a quarter of the way there. I didn't even get to all the stuff I was going to talk about today. I was going to talk about Iggy Azalea being all kind of pissed off at Papa John's, which I kind of would be too if I was her. Jack White, I'm going to tell y'all this story next time, but because I can't hold this one back. But Jack White getting butt hurt over some ridiculous shit. I love that. And because he always looks so miserable. And Justin Bieber, still a complete douche nozzle. I can't believe what these celebrities get away with the courts around this part of the world. They all need to be like fucking from Korea or China, because those motherfuckers do not play. They don't care who you are. They will throw the book right at your ass. Well, this is the Hollywood Hick. You're listening to the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com/live. If you want to hear this shit when it's happening, it plays every day on the 7s or the 10s, depending on which coast you're on. Follow me on the Twitters at Brent Paris, 2 R's in Paris, and the Instagram, same thing, at Brent Paris. And that's it, y'all. Y'all be good. Everybody stay out of trouble. Doodle lamb, do, mother truckers. I'll see y'all soon. Bye bye.
Wow. I know this song don't mean a thing. Just do that plain old Charleston swing when you sing.